hey, we have begun.
I saw this quote right before I called in that I just thought was really awesome. I am alone in nothing. Everything I think or say or do teaches all the universe.
Okay, say that again.
Okay. I am alone in nothing. Everything I think or say or do teaches all the universe.
I like that. I like that. It's just hearing it the first time. So what it's really talking to is there is absolutely no separation between us and all that is. No separation. And the first time I heard that statement, there's no separation, it was one of those, yeah, right, you know, yeah, right, there's me and then there's all that is. Yet the more we stand in that truth and start merging ourselves with our soul and really truly allowing ourselves to have a greater and deeper communication with who we are and then a deeper communication with the ascended masters and archangels and elementals, I believe that each of us are now really stepping into that point of there is truly no separation between us and all that is. So I'm going to have you read that one more time so that it is, I'm going to put us on speakerphone, and actually I'm going to have you read it twice more, Carol.
Okay.
The reason is because I want it once on speakerphone so Janine can hear it, and then
okay.
That part I'll probably delete out, and then I want it once more for our official beginning.
Okay.
So, rock and roll speaker.
So go. Did you say go?
Give your saying again.
Okay. I am alone in nothing. Everything I think or say or do teaches all the universe. And it's from A Course in Miracles.
Nice, A Course in Miracles. Nice. So there's going to be a point in the as we go forward that I'm going to, I may not. Let's just see how this unfolds. So we have new people on the call today. So what I'd like to do is to go around the room and have everyone introduce yourself and say where you are in the United States. I believe we just have the United States on this call. And then what would be lovely is to know where you are in your studies of the power field, because I know some of you have already graduated from the material and some of you might still be in the material, and so I just need to know where you are so I know how much I can step into tonight. So the floor is open. I have this on speakerphone so everyone can hear.
Janine, would you start?
Hi, I guess I'll go first.
Speak up though.
Oh. My name's Janine, and I'm a level one graduate, and I'm from Loveland, Colorado.
It's good. Okay. Next
person.
Hi, this is Daria. I'm in Chicago, originally from Finland, and I am working on the level one.
And where are you in your studies? What have you gone through so far so I know how to gauge our time tonight?
Well, I have gone through all the courses that are there.
Okay, so you've been into the Sacred Heart?
Uh-huh, yes.
Excellent. Okay, say your name again so I know how to enunciate your, because I did it wrong earlier.
Daria.
Daria, okay.
Yes.
All right, who else is on the call with us?
This is Deb from Hawaii. I'm in level two, and I'd like to thank you for all your nice blogs, and I did level one with you, and it was great, and level two is a challenge, I can say, and I hope Carol's at level two. But I don't know. So there you go.
Thanks, Deb.
Hi, this is Carol. I'm looking to be in level two in November. I'm a graduate of level one, and I'm in Texas.
Totally cool. So I'm Nadine, and I'm in Fort Collins, which is probably 20 minutes away from Loveland and hours away from everybody else. Hours away. But when we join together, we are literally just a breath away. So what I'd like everyone to do is to join me. And where I'd like to just send that hello out is, would you breathe in the color blue? And the color blue that I'm looking for is Archangel Michael's blue, and it is a deep, deep, deep ocean, deep, deep, deep ocean blue. And would you simply breathe in, breathe in that blue. And I would actually like to call upon Archangel Gabriel right now to step in and do this piece of work with us. So would you allow your awareness to bring you, if you have not already stepped into, bring you from your center of your head and on a breath, simply breathe you right into higher mind. And in higher mind, would you breathe in that amazing deep blue of the ocean? Would you breathe that love in? Allowing every cell of your body, every cell of your being, to absorb this love. As Carol said earlier on that saying, there is no separation between me and all that is. So would you simply breathe in all the love that is, allowing all that is to come into, and I'm going to take us right there into your first triad. So since all of you have been through all of level one, the very last thing I did with everyone was to connect your first triad. This is the fifth dimensional chakra system. So simply breathe that blue in, and that first triad connects your fourth chakra to your fifth chakra in your throat, to your thymus gland, back down to the fourth chakra. That's all you need to know about it right now. So would you simply breathe that blue, that love of all that is, into that first triad, into that first portion of the fifth dimensional chakra system. And now would you breathe that blue back out into all that is, into this circle of us that are here on this call, but also breathing out into the circle of your community. On a session or two before this, when we all joined together, we talked about the power of the I am. The I being the masculine portion of the I am, and the am being the feminine portion of the I am. And that when you breathe in, you are breathing the I into yourself, that masculine structure into yourself. And then you're breathing out the feminine, the am, and you're putting it into action. You're putting it into implementation, into engagement. So would you simply breathe in that blue love of I am love, breathing that into yourself, again, right into that first triad. And breathing that love on the am, as you stated out loud and clear, I am love, breathing that back out into this circle on this call. Breathing that blue love right back in, feeling that wave pick up. And this time, would you breathe it outside of our circle and just into a smaller community? That community that's right around you. And that might be family, that might be your neighbors, just something kind of close-knit. breathing in that blue. Breathing out blue. Breathing in love. Breathing out love. Now, would you put your awareness on that column of light? That column of light that's 8 inches in diameter. And right in that column of light that's 8 inches in diameter, would you say hello to Mother, Father, God, Creator? Mother, Father, God, Creator, all that is. And would you have the intention of holding the hand of the Mother and holding the hand of the Father as you stand in this energy, in this source? And would you allow yourself to be one with the divine feminine and the divine masculine? And would you again breathe in that blue love of all that is, that deep, deep blue, ocean blue. Allowing that blue to now weave its way into, through, around that column of light. Allowing that column of light to shoot out from the top of your power field, coming out 360 degrees around you, and bringing that blue all the way in from the bottom of that column of light back into the column of light, breathing that beautiful blue, first triad, into that column of light. And would you own this love that you are? And with this love that you are, breathing in blue, would you now say hello to that Christed light, that beautiful golden light that comes from the Christed grid above you? Would you simply say hello to that beautiful golden light, allowing that energy to come from the grid above you into this column of light in a counterclockwise formation? And would you allow it to mix with that beautiful blue? Breathing in this golden light, mixing with the blue light. And again, would you breathe in that I am love? And breathing out, I am love. And now let's start adding and weaving in your living words. I am love, and I am certain. Would you simply breathe that in and own it? Watch that weave happen. I am love, and I am certain. And as you breathe that vibration out, have the intention that this is your gift to that community around you. But first it starts with you. I am love. I am certain. Breathe it in and own it for yourself. And on the out-breath, share that with that community that's on this call and the community that's in that one circle out from you. Could be a neighbor, could be a family member, that smaller community. And again, breathing in, I am love, and I am certain. And knowing at a core level, knowing that anything that's not in that vibration is going down your grounding cord, going down into the center of the Earth Mother, where beautiful Gaia is asking for a little fertilizer right now. Let's breathe this vibration one more time, breathing in. I am love. I am certain. Just notice how your power field, your own field of light is shifting now. The vibration is coming up a little bit more from where we were 5 minutes ago, simply by you breathing this light into that first triad. Connecting the fourth chakra to the fifth chakra to your thymus gland back down to the fourth chakra. That heart center. I am love. And now let's add in a new vibration. I am love. And I am capable. Just notice how that weave is a little different than I am love and I am certain. I am love and I am capable. Feel that in your body, allowing this merger of these two vibrations to rise up another notch as you sit in this in higher mind, breathing this beautiful blue, that deep, deep ocean blue. I am love, and I am capable. And again, anything that's not in that vibration literally demagnetizes in your field of light going down that grounding cord. Nice deep breath. Let's do this again. Breathing in. I am love. And I am capable. And now watch these vibrations as they're lighting up in your field. I am love. And I am certain. I am love. I am capable. That feels lovely. It looks lovely on you guys. So let's build another one. Take a nice deep breath. And would you breathe in that beautiful blue of I am love? And into I am love, would you weave in that vibration of I am senior in my body? I'm the authority here. I make good choices for myself. Allowing that vibration to now fill in, allowing your being, your body, to absorb here. I am love, and I am senior. And I have a blue jay outside of the window trying to say, and here's my opinion. And would you simply say thank you to Mr. Blue Jay? Because your opinion of me is none of my business. And breathing back in, I am love, and I am senior. Because between you and me on this phone call, the only one that matters is you. So allowing yourself to be senior in your power field. Again, would you say hello to that mother, father, God energy, being one with the divine feminine that you are, one with the divine masculine that you are, whole and complete, balanced. And would you breathe in, I am love, and I am senior. And right here, would you find that internal smile that bursts from the inside out? And there's a vibration of happiness here. And would you allow that happiness, a huge wave of happiness, like a tsunami, to billow over you, in you, through you, and around you, so that you can literally step up another level into a higher vibration of blue. Feel it. Allowing yourself to absorb more of the happiness. I am love. And I am happy. I am love, and I am certain. I am love, I am capable. I am love, I am senior. I am happy. Just notice how your being has shifted again. How much more lighter you might feel right now. How much more sparkly you might be right now. Would you breathe in? I am love, and I am commanding. I am love. I am commanding. And would you be certain that you're commanding? And in that love that you are, would you be senior in your own field? Breathing blue in, breathing blue out, breathing gold in, that Christed light in, breathing gold out. Breathing in that blue, the love of all that is. And breathing out light. Breathing in light. And breathing out love. breathing in that blue again. Would you say hello to your physical body? Would you acknowledge that you have a physical body? It has toes, ankles, calves, thighs. It has a butt, an abdominal section. It has arms. It has a head, eyebrows. They wiggle, a nose that wiggles. But would you be aware of your physical body? This isn't about judging your body. It's being aware you have one. Because here's what separates you from all the other beings of light. They don't have a body. They are in awe of you because you have a physical body. You can do things with your physical body. You see, the archangels were here to observe your creations. It was just recently they asked for a different job description. But originally they were created just to observe your creations. They are your friends. You can ask them for help. But notice they don't have a physical body. You do. You may have heard of the Elohim, the creator gods. They also don't have a human body. The beings of light are beings of light. They do not have a physical body. And the elementals do not have a physical body. But the elementals are here to help you. The only way that they can help you is when you shine the love that you are to them, so that they can see that vibration of love, and then they can mirror that love back to you. So again, would you breathe in this very amazing blue of I love me. I am certain. I am love. And I am capable. I am love. And I am commanding. I am love. I am senior. Would you weave that happiness into that level of blue? Would you find one thing that you like about your human body? Something that fascinates you, where you can get into a vibration of I like, I appreciate, something about your human body. Like, I really dig thumbs. Thumbs really, they allow you to text, number one, if you have a phone, but they allow you to grab onto something. Like you grab onto your coffee mug or your hot cocoa mug, they allow you to grasp. That's different. If you look at a gecko doesn't have thumbs. So what's something you can really truly be in appreciation and grandeur? Eyebrows are kind of cool too. But would you find something about having a human body that delights you or you can get excited about right now? Would you simply take your awareness and put your awareness on that body part, if you will, or activity you can do with your body so that you can raise up to a vibration of delight? I am so delighted I can play with this part of my body, or my body can do this particular task. And again, right in that vibration, would you breathe in that blue, that beautiful blue of love? Breathing that blue into that, even your body part, if you like. Playfulness. And would you like this part of your body? Would you breathe in that like? And would you personalize it? And would you tell yourself as you stand in this first triad, breathing this blue in this triad, this blue of love, that I like me. I like this body part, and I like me because there's no separation between me and my body part. Would you simply be in that vibration of I like me? I appreciate myself. And would you find that vibration of gratitude? You chose to come here in a human body. And would you be in gratitude to yourself for getting yourself to this point, right here, right now, tonight, this phone call? And again, would you weave in that beautiful blue, that deep ocean blue, as we weave in again, I love myself. I like myself. I appreciate my human body. Would you weave in that vibration of happiness and be a little happier? And right where you are, right here, would you give the command for your field to spin at 60% of the speed of light? In this vibration of I like me, I appreciate my human body, and I love myself. I love me in this beautiful blue, that vibration of love, the love of all that is, simply breathing in that blue, allowing that blue to swirl around that absolute gold of the Christed light. And right here at 60% of the speed of light, would you breathe out that beautiful blue? And would you breathe in blue? Would you breathe out gold? Whew. Just shifted in our group. And would you breathe in gold? Again, allowing all the cells of who you are to absorb this beautiful love of all that is. And would you breathe out gold? And would you breathe in blue? Breathing in the love. Would you breathe out light? Would you breathe in light? Would you breathe out love? Would you breathe in love? And on this next breath, would you give the command to raise your field to 90% of the speed of light? And breathing out that light out into the world. Breathing in light, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out light. this is Archangel Gabriel's most favorite exercise to do with us. Breathing in love, breathing out light. Breathing in light, breathing out love. Breathing in blue, breathing out gold. Breathing in gold, breathing out blue. You can do that exercise, eyes open, eyes closed, driving, standing, in a crowd, out of a crowd. Very easy exercise to do. And in that love that you are completely immersed in right now, that like that you're immersed in right now, that appreciation of self that you're immersed right now, you simply say hello to that vibration, acknowledge it for yourself. And would you breathe yourself from higher mind down that spiral staircase to the back of your fourth chakra? Right there in the love that you are, the grandeur of appreciation of who you are, the like that you are for yourself, would you see those beautiful golden doors with the fire language written on, that message that you wrote on your door, or doors, depending on how you created your own structure. If you like, reach out and touch them, make them real. Would you just be aware of your vibration, how it's different standing right in front of these beautiful golden doors? How is this different for you? What do you notice here? And again, right here, would you breathe in that love of all you are? Breathing out light. Breathing in light. Breathing out love. Would you give the command from the love that you are? Would you command those doors to open? And they will. Allowing that beautiful pink light to billow around you, pouring out of those doors around your feet. You can feel the reverence of that sanctuary as you step into the Hall of Crystals, looking at the beauty that is you as you're in this Hall of Crystals. From that Hall of Crystals, would you see that beautiful sanctuary of the pink diamond? Would you simply step into that sanctuary? Would you see the altar with that threefold flame? Would you see your crystallized dodecahedron? But more importantly, would you feel the love that you are? Would you feel the love of the Creator? Would you allow yourself to simply receive from all that is into this divine expression that is you. No separation. Would you say hello to your soul? Would you have an intention to merge further with the soul, knowing what the soul knows? Would you simply ask the soul to merge further with you, deeper with you? No matter where you are in your own travels, there's always another deeper layer to merge with your own source, your own soul, with your own higher self. There's always something more to know about yourself. Just allow yourself to merge with you. As I look at each of there's a weave that keeps moving through, and it's like each of us have come to this call tonight to work on something, and it looks like, from what I'm watching, it's something of in a physical body. I'm not really looking at the mental body. I'm looking at everyone's physical body, that there's something each of you are working on. So would you ask your soul, what is it that you, as my soul, would like to accomplish with this one item in my physical body that I'm working on? What would you like to see happen with my body? So as an example, let's just say that the picture that one of us is working on is, I always have a pain in my stomach when I eat dairy. So I'm working on allowing myself to have separation from dairy, to give dairy up so that I can have an easier digestion in my body. So each of us, I'm watching, each of us have something in the physical body that each of us are working on. Would you simply ask your own soul, what is it you would like to see us accomplish together with this physical body, with this particular issue? And you may hear a response. You may see a visual of a response. You may smell a response. You may be urged to write a response down on a piece of paper. But you ask your soul for a clear message of what the soul would like to see you accomplish. We've been here before where we have opened the soul's memory banks. So would you simply give the command for the soul's memory banks to open? And would you ask for the template? Because you've already accomplished this at some other point. Would you ask for the template of what the soul already knows to be presented to you? And would you give the command for that template to overlay your physical body so that your hormones, your organs, your lungs, your blood, all know how to accomplish this based upon this template? The body already knows what to do. Just overlay that template onto your physical body. And as you are merged with the soul, would you give the command for that template to activate and to integrate easily and effortlessly, joyfully, playfully, allowing these changes to happen at the, it's looking like at a molecular level, at the molecules, DNA. And again, effortlessly, everyone, it does mean that some of you have steps that to take. All of us have steps we get to take. It doesn't mean we get to sit on the couch and eat cherry bonbons and have the shift happen. There's going to be some action here for each of us. But let's make that command choice that all, this new template that's being overlaid is going to unfold effortlessly in ease, with some laughter and some joy thrown in, maybe some play thrown in. Whew, I'm being asked for you to breathe in blue again. Lots of blue, lots of love, 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 love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. And so this part of, do you have a favorite song that allows you to be in love, to be in that vibration of love? So in the room in here, Janine's starting to sing All You Need Is Love, but each of you are going to have a song that you know that you can sing, you can pull out in a heartbeat, and as you sing that song, it's going to allow this shift to happen quicker. And now we're being asked to do something different. So this is really lovely. Gabriel's really leading us tonight. So with where you are right now, merged with your soul, with this new template, would you turn to the elemental kingdom, that triad that you drew on the floor in your sacred heart? Would you turn to the corner, the portal of the elemental kingdom, and would you simply breathe, blow on that hole, blow on that portal, blowing it open so you can step into that mineral kingdom, the elemental kingdom? And it's possible that Pan will meet you again, but if Pan doesn't meet you, there is going to be a specific representative from that kingdom that comes up to you and is either going to give you a crystal or an object, some type of an object that is for you, that is going to help you with the manifestation of this change that you are making. It could be fairies, it could be gnomes, it could simply be that you are literally attracted to a crystal, but allow yourself to receive this gift coming to you from the elemental kingdom. And they're asking again, big, show me your love, show me your love. So open up your heart and literally allow that love that you are to shine forth. There was a song that came out years ago that said, turn on your heart light. So that's what, turn on this love that you are vibrating at, this beautiful blue, this blue gold, this amazing love that you are. Turn it on so everyone in this kingdom can see this love that you are, and then they can shine that back to you. And would you allow yourself to receive this gift that is being given to each of you right now? In whatever form it comes in. And ask, is there a specific place in my physical body that I'm supposed to place this crystal or vibration or sound? It looks like one of you has a sound that's coming through. Where am I supposed to place this? And you will know. And would you simply allow yourself to place your crystal or object in your physical body effortlessly, allowing your body to absorb this vibration, this gift that's coming to you from the elemental kingdom. And would you give your appreciation, your gratitude to this kingdom, to your representative? Would you thank them? And they're asking that tonight when you go to your sleep space, will you come back to this place? Because they would like to work with you throughout your sleep space with this gift that they just gave you. But come back, and they want to play with you. Would you come back and play with us in your human sleep space? Would you come and play with us? So all of you know how to get back into this doorway. But for now, would you step out of the doorway, give them your gratitude, and step right back into standing right in front of that pink diamond? And again, would you be the love that you are, merged with the soul, with this new template in place, and with the gift from the elemental kingdom to allow you assistance, to give you assistance as you accomplish this in effortless, playful joy. Oh, take a nice, beautiful breath, and would you breathe in that beautiful pink from that pink diamond? And into that beautiful pink, would you breathe in that will of all that is from that threefold flame? Would you breathe in the will of God into your creation of who you are? Thy will be done through me. Thy will be done through this beautiful template that I have now that's activated. Thy will be done through this gift I was just given. The will of all that is merged in, through, and around this creation that you are. And again, would you say hello to that third ray, the love of all that is, and the wisdom of love. And notice how differently you are right now. How radiant you are right now. How significant you are right now. How big and glorious you are right now. And would you claim this? I am love. allowing yourself to simply be in this vibration and to absorb this vibration into every cell of your DNA. Knowing that with every breath, this new template is being put into operation. It's being engaged. Enjoy effortlessness, ease, play, laughter. Would you call upon that second ray of creation, that steps energy up and steps energy down? Would you simply give it the command to allow this template, this new behavior, this new step you're taking in your physical body to again to unfold in a manner that is in ease and joy and effortless for your body and literally at the pace you can handle? And right here, would you be pleased with yourself? Would you look around that sanctuary of the pink diamond in gratitude, in awe of yourself? Would you take all this newness that you are? Would you make your way into the Hall of Crystals? From the Hall of Crystals, would you step out of that hallway, allowing those doors to close? Again, admiring this writing that you put on the door. Would you be pleased with yourself, honoring of yourself, in love with yourself? Would you breathe yourself right back into higher mind? Would you be aware of the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, that beautiful masculine, feminine energy that's in complete balance? This new template that you have overlaid the physicalness of who you are and activated it and integrated it, and that gift from the mineral kingdom all activated. And right here, would you breathe in that beautiful love of all that is, that beautiful blue, deep blue, breathing in love, allowing that love to move in through you and around you, and breathing out light. Breathing in light. Breathing out love. And notice with every in-breath and every out-breath, you integrate at a deeper level. I am perfection. I am one with all that is. I am beauty. I am abundant. I am healthy. I am balance. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is to declare your truth. I am. Very powerful statement. Breathe in that beautiful blue. I am love. Breathing out, I am light. Breathing in, I am light. Breathing out, I am love. Would you be aware of all the others in this circle with you? Would you breathe in love from your left and breathe out love to your right? And now would you breathe in light from your left and breathe out light to your right? So that we're sending this around our circle. Breathing in love, breathing out light, breathing in light, breathing out love. And on this next pass, would you breathe in love? And as you breathe out the light, would you breathe it out from that first triad? And now would you breathe that light into your first triad? Breathing out the love from your first triad. Everything coming into that portal, into that sacred heart. So we're going to breathe in blue. Breathing out gold or white gold. Breathing in white gold. Breathing out blue. Keeps it real simple. And on this next pass, I'd like you to breathe it outside of our circle and breathe it out into the community around you. So breathing in blue. Breathing out white gold. Breathing in white gold. Breathing out blue. Let's expand it into the state you live in. Breathing in blue. Breathing out white gold. Breathing in white gold. Breathing out blue. Now take into, let's expand this even farther to the edges of our entire planet. Breathing in blue, breathing out white gold, breathing in white gold, breathing out blue, into all the waters on our planet. Breathing in blue, breathing out white gold, breathing in white gold, breathing in blue. And this issue that you are working on for yourself, this gift that you were given for yourself, if it is appropriate, would you also have an intention that it, what you do for you, 100% for my own personal growth, that it may affect our collective consciousness in a positive vibration? Breathing in blue, breathing out white gold, breathing in white gold, breathing out blue. One 100% for my personal growth, then 100% in service to another. Just notice how your being feels differently right now. Would you be aware of the room around you? And continue on a subconscious level, breathing in that blue, or as Gabriel says, breathing in love, breathing out light, breathing in light, breathing out love. Again, would you put your awareness on the room around you? Would you bring your awareness back to your room, allowing your eyelids to open? And with your eyelids open, would you breathe in blue? Breathe out white gold. Breathing in white gold. Breathing out blue. Breathing in all the love that is. Breathing out light. Breathing in light. Breathing out love. Would you very much be in gratitude to Gabriel for playing with us tonight? And I would like to put the phone back on speaker and just have you share what your experience was tonight, whatever you'd like to share. I find that the more you talk about your experience, the more you make it real. So I'm putting you on speaker. Whoever would like to pick up the talking stick, the floor is yours. And when you're done, just simply say that you're complete so the next person knows that they can share.
Hi, this is Janine. You know, it never ceases to amaze me when I come to Nadine's how I will have some obscure something that I'm struggling with and can't really put my finger on, and I'll be darned if that's what she doesn't meditate on that night. My heart has been clogged, and I am a very loving and giving person by nature, and I have been holding back my love, and in doing so, sucking the joy out of every day by not feeling other things around me. And I was going to ask her if she could work on unclogging my heart, and so she did. That's about it right now. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I'm just going to be jabbering, so if somebody else wants to go, I'm finished.
So if you are talking, you're on mute.
I have to say, Nadine, this is Deb in Hawaii, that I'm enjoying this MA, but I'm always grounded when I listen to you speak, and your meditations are a heck of a lot simpler than level two is, but just as effective. And today I did a meditation. I think it was level six. And I really had a problem with level five. I still have a problem with level five. I mean, session five. Because it dealt with past lives. But today, during session six, it was more than wonderful. There's nothing to explain what happened in this session. And doing this session with you and others, I can't explain it. It makes me feel real. And that comment about sharing with others, that's what I've been working on, doing that. I've been working on it for a long time, actually. So, I just want to thank you I always enjoy being on the phone and talking with you and others. And
I don't think you get enough credit, but thank you, and bless each and every one of you.
Thank you.
This is Carol, and I agree with Deb. Every time I come to a call with Nadine, there's always magic and miracles that happen. It's amazing.
I think Nadine is a miracle.
So tonight you guys actually got to play with Gabriel. He stepped in pretty clearly with you guys, with us. And so did anyone, the gift that each of us was given, would anyone like to talk about the gift you received in the Elemental Kingdom and how significant that is for you? Let me ask that question. What you noticed and what you noticed from where you're sitting now in that love and light versus when you first came on to the call?
Well, this is Deb again, and I hate to talk, but I will share. In Hawaii, we have this belief in the Menahuni, which is probably an elf. And maybe a couple of years ago, I went to Lanai. I live on the Big Island. And on Lanai, it was taken over by a private person. But going to different parts of that small island and coming back after visiting there, I realized that there's this one section in Lanai, it's called Garden of the Moons, and all the rocks up on Lanai, they have like little houses, not like little houses, but little doors, and they're like little houses. And what happened is some of the Menahuni that lived there came back to me on this island, came home with me, and I started to notice that I have little doors in the lava rocks around me. And I know they're elementals. And I mentioned it to this person who went with me that this is what's happening. And I absolutely adore them. And we had a hurricane not too long ago, and it went over my house. I know the hurricane went over my house, but a part of the island was really hit hard. But I had nonstop rain for 15 hours and nonstop wind for 19 hours. And I just know nothing was damaged here. And I just know that they helped me through this time. And I absolutely love them. And for anybody to think that they aren't real, fairies, Menahuni, elves, whatever, I feel sorry for that person who doesn't understand the mechanics of it, because they absolutely are real, and I am very thankful to them. And they laugh and they play with the birds outside my house, and I love them. And that's what I have to say about that. It makes
Thank you.
Me happy. Yeah.
So did everyone notice that when we were talking about I am love and I am senior and the blue jay was out there screaming, that the moment it was like an own your seniority that the blue jay left? Did anyone else notice that?
Huh. No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he was very vocal. He was very vocal, and it was like literally just declaring, and your opinion of me is none of my business. And he made one more screech, and then he was gone.
Wow.
I thought it was funny that it was a blue jig. And when we were breathing in blue.
We were breathing in blue. And, you know, I bought peanuts to feed my squirrels because I hand feed all my squirrels.
Oh.
And the blue jays like to come and they weigh the peanuts. And so now they know I'm the crazy lady with the peanuts, so it's this whole morning and evening ritual, and I didn't put peanuts out tonight, so I was being scolded. But, yes, the fact that we were breathing in blue.
Oh, that's what your bird was doing.
Yeah.
Nadine, I have a question. Wait, was there – I don't want to – if someone else wanted to share, I don't want to –
Well, let's see. Does anyone else would like to share what your experience was?
Well, this is Daria. I am kind of baffled what to do with my gift. I have like a rock. Or, yeah, just a rugged rock.
Okay.
A green rock.
Okay.
Like and a metallic, very dark.
Okay, and where would you like to place it in your physical body?
Almost like against my heart.
Okay. So allow yourself to simply breathe that in and literally take your hands and place that stone, that mineral, right in your heart. And it looks like you're going to actually put it right in the high heart, which is right up by the thymus.
Okay.
And simply give it the command to absorb into your body. It will know exactly what to do. Breathe it in. And now give it the command to activate so that it will open up and engage with the cells of your body. And you'll notice tonight, Taria, that when you are sleeping, the fairies, all the elementals will come and play with you, and they'll help you absorb more of what the message is, the coding that's inside that mineral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you look like you're playing with a lot of fairies right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you're swarmed. You're in the garden with them, and that it's one of the things that since they gave you green is a lot of healing color. But play with green. So even tomorrow when you wake up, how many different ways can you bring green into your life so that you're in that playful, laughter, joyful, easy mode of what you just allowed to open up in your heart space?
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly need some healing. I just broke a rib a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, each of you look like you had something you were working on physically. So, Taria, would you like to share anything else about your experience tonight?
No, I feel amazing. I can't. I have a difficulty put it into words. But I feel amazing.
Good.
Very good.
Glad you joined us.
Thank you. My mm-hmm. pleasure.
Okay, Carol, ask your question or questions.
First of all, there were a little bit kind of towards the end. I was getting a little distracted because I think it was towards the end. Maybe it could have been sooner than that. I was getting distracted because my leg was falling asleep, or it was asleep. So I always wonder when that kind of thing happens, when you're in, it's like you're so deep in that, but then something takes you out and your attention is partially distracted away, you know, how much does that affect what you're doing, the effectiveness of what you're doing or allowing?
Yeah, good question. When you're doing work like this, is remember we are all coming back into our body. And so, you know, the body's been, you know, we've popped out of our body for a long time. And so the only way we can do our spiritual work is to be in the physical body. So the fact that you're aware that your foot fell asleep is like, oh, what would it be like if right now on a conscious level, I just open up those leg channels about 10 to 15% more? So instead of looking at it and going, oh, I'm wrong, or I got knocked out of my body, or I got knocked out of my meditation, just from a conscious perspective, open, you're the creator now, open your leg channels more. Open your grounding more so you have a bigger space for things to leave. Say hello to that column of light. It's just bringing your awareness back to the fact something, you noticed something. Bravo! You know, give yourself some credit that you're awake, you're waking up, you're learning more about who you are.
And the other question was, so what I got was amethyst. I don't know. I might just be obsessed with purple, but that's what I got. And hello?
Oh, I'm here. I'm listening.
It sounded like it dropped off. And so I put it like in my like stomach intestines area. I wasn't really sure where to put it, and then later I just kind of I expanded it everywhere because I wasn't sure where to put it. So I guess there's a question with that because I wasn't sure.
So really, there's really not a question with that. There is a definitely standing in my seniority and my certainty. And the first place I was led to was to put it in my stomach, so I'm going to congratulate myself and validate myself. I know exactly where to put it, and I was pulling it into my small intestines. And then I gave it the command to expand into all the other areas that it needed to go to. So I'm going to validate myself, and I'm going to go, wow, check how cool I am. I know exactly where to place it, and I knew exactly how to command it to expand into every cell of my being. Bravo. Way to be, Carol. See how that sounds different than where you were just running that story out?
Yes.
We all know exactly what to do. We're remembering other things. But you're merged with your soul, and your soul does not make mistakes. So Taria just said, I know I'm supposed to put this here. Wherever you are led to, even if it's between your toes, you know, it doesn't matter. Wherever you're being led to put something, put it there. The bigger question is, did you activate it? That's the bigger part. And how do I know, yes, you activated it? Because you just said you spread it out to everywhere else. It has to have an entry point. And again, where I'm being shown is, while all of us are in our sleep space tonight, the elementals will come back in and take it to another level of integration, because there's a level that we don't allow absorption when we are being conscious, when our eyes are open, our brains engaged, so we still try to control. We try that old pattern of, I must know what to do. And the moment we go into that sleep space, we allow our soul to take over, and we really truly integrate at a higher level. And the more work you all do, that we all do, we start doing in our walking around space what we do mostly when we're in our sleep space. So the more light you hold, the more consciousness you hold, the more you will do in your walking around space versus waiting till your sleep space. Make sense?
Yes.
Good. Okay, does anyone else have a question? All right, ladies, let's bring this to closure. Thank you very much for participating. And Gabriel, again, this breathing can be done, eyes open, eyes closed. Doesn't matter if you're driving, doesn't matter what you're doing. And the pattern is you breathe in blue, the love of all that is, and you breathe out light. And the light is that liquid gold, that white gold light that we've been playing with. So breathe in blue, breathe out white gold, breathe in white gold, breathe out blue. And if you want to look at a different verbiage, is breathe in love, breathe out light, breathe in light, breathe out love. And with that, I will say good night, good day, because Deb is middle of the day for you.
Yeah. Good night.
Everybody else?
Thank you.
Everybody else, it looks like you're going to crawl into your Betty Buys and have a restful night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All right, till next time. Everybody wave. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.